ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
For decades, Australians watched Eurovision in the wee hours of the morning without an Aussie contender to cheer on. But that all changed nearly a decade ago when Guy Sebastian took to the stage in Vienna. Now, with Electric Fields knocked out in the semis, which, can I say, robbed, but still, we have to accept that, you may be wondering who to back at this weekend's final. Take a look at yourself, 'cause that is what you need to do, to do. 'Cause the only problem in this room is about you, 'cause you're a liar. 17-year-old Sydney sider Celia Capsis is representing Cyprus this year with her song Liar. And she joined us earlier from Sweden. Celia Capsis, welcome to the program.
Hello.
So, firstly, let's just settle this. How does it feel to know that the whole of Australia is behind you?
Oh, it's incredible. It's an immense amount of support. I'm really, really glad that they are behind me. And, you know, born and raised in Sydney, Australia has been, you know, that's where I live. And I'm glad that Australia is also behind me, because this makes me just feel even more support and from, you know, the country I was born in as well. So I'm over the moon about it.
So tell me about your journey. People want to know the backstory of how you ended up being the Cypriot entry to Eurovision.
Yeah, of course. Well, it was all started from Instagram, actually. I followed Dimitri Kondopoulos on Instagram, who is the producer who produced the song Liar. He's very, you know, well known in Greece. And so then from then on, he messaged my mum and called my mum, and they talked, and he said, I've got a project for Celia. Does she want to take it? And then obviously, you know, we said yes. That's how it kind of formed.
And so have you been, tell me about yourself, have you been singing and has this been a dream your whole life?
Yeah. Yes, since the age of 4 years old, I've been singing, dancing and acting every day of my life. Right now I'm actually watching the semi-final twos while we're speaking. But, yeah, it's been a big part of my life. So, and it always will be, yeah.
What was it like up on stage in the semi-final?
Yeah, wow. Super nerve-wracking, but at the same time had so much energy. Like, the audience was amazing. They give me so much energy on stage, like when they're cheering, and look like they really enjoyed it. So I really enjoyed it. But it was, yeah, really, really fun.
Now, of course, you're Greek, Australian, Cypriot. Just talk to me about your community and being in a diaspora community and taking an interest in the music of, you know, your parents' homeland?
Well, yes, I am Greek Cypriot. My mum was a dancer and my dad was a Cypriot singer. And so I got the best of both worlds, which was great. My uncle's also an actor, so I also got that from him. So it's kind of like a performing arts family, but at the same time they all became lawyers by the end of it, so I think I will be the only one staying a performer.
How keen are you for the final? Have you been rehearsing for the big night?
Super keen. Right now I'm on vocal rest, that's why I'm talking really quietly, but
very thankful that you said yes to this, given you're not meant to talk.
Of course. But other than that, just rehearsals. Tomorrow we've got rehearsals on stage and then twice on the stage. This first one is just rehearsals where reporters watch, and then the second one is where the jury watches, and then the next day we have rehearsals before the grand finals. So there are four rehearsals before the grand finals.
What do you think your chances are?
I'm really here to do the best I can, and my group and I, my dancers, we said to each other, you know, whatever we get, but the main thing is that, you know we did what we could on stage, we had fun, we enjoyed it, and we, you know, did our best.
Tell me about the song that you're singing.
Yeah, the song is called Liar. You can perceive the song however you like, but for me it's not really about a specific person. It's kind of about, you know, the world we live in now, and, you know, especially Gen Z, like my generation and kids my age, you know, who are struggling with like social media, for example, or body shaming or sexualism, or, you know, comparing yourself to other people. And I think this song is about breaking free from that, entering your truth and being yourself, and not taking SHIT from anyone.
Thank you for spelling it out. So obviously the fact that you are Sydney born and bred but of, you know, cultural heritage is Cypriot Greek, you're hoping to obviously cultivate the votes of Australians, aren't you? Because we're out now. So you're our last big hope.
Well, unfortunately, yes, Australia is unfortunately out. The lecture fields were incredible, by the way, and the culture that they brought on the stage to the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, it was beautiful, so they deserve to qualify, but unfortunately not. I hope that I make Australia proud, though, too, because I feel like I'm representing all three countries, Australia, Cyprus and Greece, and I really do hope I make all of you proud, so that's my main goal.
That's a good goal. Have you always been a big fan of Eurovision?
Yeah, since the age of 10, 2018, when Eleni Fourdetta performed, who also represented Cyprus, I actually met her a few days ago. We went out for dinner. She's incredible. She also performed at Eurovision this year, which was crazy. Like the coincidence, like it was the biggest coincidence of my life, really. But yeah, that was my first year of Eurovision that I remember.
And you met her, you said you had dinner and it was crazy. Did she give you any advice?
Definitely, yeah, a lot of advice, more so for the cameras and, you know, facial expressions. But other than that, yeah, she loved me, which is good. I'm really happy about it.
So that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, it's a performance. People are voting. You gotta play up to the camera. I'm assuming that's kind of was her mantra.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is a big moment for you. Have you got your family with you?
Yes, they are here with me, most of my family. Some are still in Australia, but other than that, most of them are here.
And I'm assuming the whole of Cyprus is behind you?
Definitely, yes. Yeah, they're amazing, and I really hope to make them proud as well, you know. But, yeah.
Celia, good luck. We're all absolutely behind you. Thanks so much for joining
us. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for this. I appreciate it. I hope you all love my performance and vote for Cyprus.
That's 17-year-old Celia Capsis, who's representing Cyprus in Eurovision, which is on live at 5 a.m. this Sunday morning on SBS and repeated at 7:30 p.m.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.